Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, Shaq, we are back.
We are.
As always, we ask you questions at the top of every show. Here's your question for this week. What are your parents like? Now, I'm asking you this question because I've known you for years, and I have no real idea what your parents are like.
All right. My parents are conservative Christians.
Okay.
Who are heavily involved in the church.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. That's the everything they do kind of centers around the church. They're very religious.
Can I ask you a follow-up question? You don't have to answer if you don't want to. What profession have most of your girlfriends had?
It's varied. There's nothing that is consistent.
Everybody, check us out at Six and Seemly on all social media at unseemlyquestions.com.
Six Unseemly Questions!
Welcome to Six and Seemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Vernado. This is my sidekick, Shaq Stanley.
What up?
What up, Shaq? Indeed. We've got a great contestant on the show today. Everybody, put your hands together for Bernard White. Welcome to the show. Welcome, Bernard.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Great to have you on the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
All right. We're glad to have you here. All right. So now we have a wonderful studio audience. We've got Megan O'Malley and Robbie Goodwin. Welcome.
Hey.
We add in extra claps, so just so you know, it's not just me by myself clapping for you. All right, I'm going to tell you how the show works, and we're going to get started. I'm going to ask you six unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get at the end of the show, I'll decide whether or not it's worth giving you $5 for your appearance on the show. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Question number one, Robbie. What makes you different from a chicken?
Well, chickens lay eggs, and I fertilize eggs, so that's a big difference right there.
Chickens nice. Also fertilize eggs.
Well, roosters fertilize eggs, yes.
There are chickens, right?
Are they?
Yes.
Okay.
Roosters are definitely chickens.
I thought they were just like, you know, like male, female, chicken, rooster.
Well, I mean, a female chicken is a hen.
Okay. Okay.
And a male chicken is a rooster.
See, I'm bad with that. I didn't know.
Okay.
I don't have feathers.
You don't have feathers. You know, that's good. That's good. That is definitely a difference. But fertilizing eggs is not a difference. So that was your first answer. I'm going to say no bell on that question. Because both of you and chickens fertilize eggs. All right. Now it's time for question number two. But before we do that, can you tell people out there what you do?
I'm a comedian. And a businessman, you can say. I have a business called Mr. THC. I sell CBD and THC suppositories.
Oh, suppositories up the booty hole?
And a vagina, yes.
Whoa! Whoa! Let's be friends! What?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
It came a joke that got investors and made it into my merch. Yep.
Wow.
I believe we just both said I didn't know that was a thing. Crazy. And then I knocked over my water bottle. This is nuts.
Wait a minute. Can we talk about this a little bit?
I mean, what do you want to know? Yeah, what do you want to know, Jack?
Wait, is that safe?
Yes. Its base is coconut oil and cacao butter. with a distill or a tincture of THC or CBD.
And is the high, how is it different from?
Well, let's say you take like 100 milligrams from a gummy, you get really high, but you take 0.27 milliliters of this and you're just high for like 10, 15 hours.
What?
Oh my God.
Wow. This
sounds crazy. But you know, as technology advances, there are a lot of surprises for humanity. So, all right. I feel like there's a lot of people who are going to be DMing you later. All right. It is now time for question number two. Question number two. Would you rather be the largest or smallest person on Earth?
Probably the smallest.
Why is that?
The smallest. Because I'd be like avoidable. Like I can like move out of the way, no one know I'm there, you know. Don't have to be noticed.
You don't want to be noticed, really? Like, but I feel like if you were the smallest person on Earth, people would notice you all the time.
I'll hide in the shadow. Hide behind them. Get away. I don't want to be known.
I would like to point this out. A lot of the smallest people that I've ever seen are not as mobile.
I guess so, chubby legs, you know, can't move that fast.
Yeah, I mean, I do know there's like, there's people that I know that are small people and they are, a lot of, like, they're not as mobile. So if you wanted to like be a ninja, like it would be much harder. And hide from people is what I'm saying. If you want to hide from everybody, it's probably harder. But you sticking with small?
Yeah, being small. Maybe okay. Hide like small nooks and crannies, you know?
I'm going to give you a bell. I'll tell you why. It's because you stuck to your guns. Mm. And I did try to convince you of otherwise because I feel like I would want to... No, because the largest people aren't very mobile either. So it's a tough call either way. What do you think, largest or smallest, Jack?
I would go largest, because then people would just like be afraid of you. You know, you could like bully your way into stuff.
I don't know if you could, because the largest person is probably going to be immobile. You know, like the guy who was 700 pounds and got fused to a couch.
See, I'm not. When I think large, I think tall.
Yeah, but that's not. You know, if I'm going to calculate large, I'm going to calculate volume.
I'm thinking like giant large, like monstrous large, like Godzilla type situations.
I said the largest person on Earth. I mean, I guess I guess you could say, if I say, are you going to be the largest person on Earth? And you'd be like, yeah, I'll be Godzilla tall. Just like if I was like, are you going to be the smallest person on Earth? And you'd be like, yeah, I'll be microscopic. You could just...
That's what I was thinking. I didn't know we were taking like realistic approaches to this question. But
it's a fair point. I agree. Yeah. Fair point. All right. Now it's time for question number three. Question number three. Can you tell me five words that start with the letter Z?
Zebra.
That's one. That is not one.
Oh, it's X. That's right. That's right. Zoo,
that's another one.
Zoophile? Yeah.
Zoophile?
Hey, it's a porn site. Don't go there. It works.
But is it like a word?
I like that you just didn't say zoo.
Zebra. You said so far. You said zebra, xylophone, zoo, zoophile.
Zit. Shit.
Zit. Shit.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to say Nobel on this one. I'll tell you why. Because you did not give me five words that start with the letter Z.
Fair enough.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. We can all agree. It's pretty fair. It is now time for question number three. Question number three. Three. Have you ever discovered a fraud?
What do you call it, a fraud? Well, I was looking for a Port Authority in Houston, and I saw some people being shipped by container, you can say. And I guess that's not really fraud. It's more trafficking, but that's close enough. I think impersonated fraud, because they're supposed to be shipping, like, you know, technology, not people.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is something I don't want to talk about. Shouldn't be talked about, but just know there was a lot of body.
Wait, did you discover human trafficking? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
What? Did you turn them in? Can you say that?
I can't say much about anything else about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should stop talking about this.
Well, let's hope for the best for everyone out there involved in the old human trafficking incident. I hope everything worked out. I guess it's as much as we can hope for. You know what? I'm going to give you a bell. I'll tell you why. Because I hope that softens the heart of whoever hears this. And instead of hunting us all down and killing us, they let it go. That's... Hopefully it'll happen that way. It is now time for question number five. Question number five. How much would you pay for a star-shaped potato chip?
For one star-shaped potato chip?
Yeah, how much would you pay for a star-shaped potato chip?
A joint.
Oh, you'd like trade, you'd barter.
Yeah, still payment, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, barter is payment. That is 100% true. Barter a joint. So a joint is worth like what? Well, it used to be like... It used to be like, yeah, $20, and that's five.
Oh, shit.
No, joint used to be worth more when it was illegal. Remember? Like, remember back then?
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, it was worth more. Back in the...
$10 paid for a joint. Never paid 20 for a joint.
I feel like a joint's, depending on what it was, like, actually, I was at this party, which is like a 420 party that was like sponsored by a bunch of like, by a bunch of brands. And then I think it was like $20 for a joint. This was back when joints were illegal, though.
Oh, see, I'm in Texas near like the border near Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's a different market. It's a different market, man.
Yeah.
It's a very different market. I get you. Okay. So you pay a joint for a star shaped potato chip.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say that's about right. Here we go. You get a bell. Awesome. Now it's time for question number six. Question number six. Here we go. What is your most unpopular opinion?
Why have you turned into a villain?
I don't know. Yeah, he's just like laughing, like, oh my gosh, my most unpopular opinion.
Right now it's about transgenders fighting in, like, you know, MMA matches against women. Not my thing.
Wait, transgender people fighting in MMA matches?
Yeah.
So, Well, you're talking about the issue where, like, if a person was like born as a man and then they identify as a woman later and then they enter into female MMA championships, and especially the controversy is behind, like, after they've already matured and are, like, you know, physically more adept.
That's correct.
That, you know, I'll tell you what, that is not a solvable problem. So, like, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I mean, obviously I think some people who are getting mad about it are like going way too far. Like, they're like missing the point.
Yeah.
And I understand that, like, people are like, what do we do about this sport? I know, but that's one thing. But then people who like attach like all of this basically like homophobia on top of it are like, they're messing up. I mean, I get that it's screwing up the sport.
Yeah.
I understand that. It's like, what is happening? But it's, you know, the earth is maturing and people are like, what? How? We can't stand it. What's happening? I'm getting so much hair in all these weird places. Earth. I get it. The earth is maturing, everybody.
Everybody
grow up.
Yeah, grow up. Put a weed suppository in your butt.
Yeah, put a weed suppository in your butt and just chill out, man.
Yeah.
Where can I buy that?
Yeah.
From him.
Oh, shit. I'll trade you a Starship cracker for it.
It was a star-shaped potato chip, Robbie. Way to go, man.
You got to come to Austin, Texas. That's what you got to do.
We will. We'll come to Austin. I'm going to come down there, actually. I'm actually talking to Rebecca about coming down very soon, actually. Oh, cool. So I might be down there putting my foot in it, so to speak, you know, putting my foot in it. All right. I'm going to say no bell on that because I can't give you a bell without exploring the topic fully. And we just can't do that. It's just impossible.
Yeah.
So no bell on that topic. But I'll tell you what, you did answer all six questions. And I will remind you that whether or not you get a bell on all six questions has no impact on whether or not you get $5. So it is actually time to decide whether you get whether or not you get $5. But before we do that, can you tell people out there where to find you?
Bernard White, you hit me on Instagram as Whitey the Comedian.
All right.
That's my side name. And my website for my company is mr-thc.com. I can't remember the rest. Oh, sorry. Co. There you go.
Dot co.
Yeah.
That's what the part you couldn't remember?
I assume it was dot co, biz, or net, because we changed it so many times.
Why?
Different website providers. We're trying to buy Mr.net, Mr.thc, but it's up there for like $100,000 right now. It's like bullshit. So...
I get it. You know, those people who sit on domain names, they can stick it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. As always, we canvass the room. Let's start with you, Shaq. What do you think? Should Bernard get $5 for his appearance on the show?
I'm going to say no.
No? Why?
Because I feel like he's raking in all this weed, butt weed money. And he don't need it.
I mean... Okay, maybe he's making money from weed, but he can't afford, you know, he can't afford $100,000 for this domain that he wants. And he's talking $100,000 for .net. He's not even talking .com.
Well, you need to sell more of that ass weed.
All right, Shaq. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What do you think, Robbie? Should Bernard get $5 for his appearance on the show?
100%. He taught me about bartering.
He did not teach you about bartering. Come on, man. What do you think, Megan? Should Bernard get $5 for his appearance on the show?
Yes, absolutely. Because one, I respect Bernard's time. But two, as an active stoner since I was 16, this is the first time I am hearing about weed suppositories. And I already have it up on my Google to continue this. I'm already learning so much. So thank you for that education. Give him $5.
All right. She says, thank you for the education. Give right out. Oh, I do have a question. If you put a regular gummy up your butt, is it any good?
It might be. I'm not sure, but mine's made to dissolve quickly. Gummies might take a while to like, you out.
Cut to just shoving a brownie up your ass.
Hey, it's like South Park. Go ahead and try it. See what happens.
All right. And let's check in with our producer, Rachel. Rachel, what do you think? Should Bernard get $5 for his appearance on the show?
This was a crazy roller coaster for me. So a couple things. One, I can confirm that the Zoofile website exists. I regret clicking on it. I'm on some list now.
Is it like a bestiality website or something?
Yeah.
I do a joke about bestiality because it's hilarious. Okay, go on.
Second of all, so when trans women go on estrogen and stuff, they actually lose a lot of their physical strength, which puts them at a major disadvantage when competing in sports. And so I kind of got caught up on that.
I get you, but I mean, who knows the answer at this point? Like, there's a lot happening.
We know that trans women who go on estrogen lose a lot of their physical strength. We do know.
I absolutely agree with that. But also, their physical strength is usually far above the women that they compete against when they're doing the punching in the face at the MMA. I mean, I'm not saying I don't know the answer either. I'm just saying that, like, I hear you, But I'm also saying that, like,
but women who are on that type of physical competitive level within sports, who are not on any sort of hormones, are going to be much, much stronger than the average assigned female at birth person who is not a professional athlete.
Yes. But I would say that, you know, if I was going to ask where to draw the line and what everybody should do, I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't care enough
about MMA to actually, you know, dive into it even.
So, so I'm just saying I got caught up on that. This is part of my answer. But third,
well,
I am pretty intrigued by the vagina weed. I am.
Listen, you don't have to make it vagina weed. Everybody's got a butt. You don't have to pull it around with your vagina.
I was just thinking about which one would be more physically comfortable to administer, and I just thought that. So that's why I was going with vagina weed.
10-hour duration by ass, 15 by vagina.
Wait, say that again?
Duration, how long it lasts. Mm-hmm. 10 hours by ass, 15 by vagina.
Even better. Okay.
What about by wiener?
Haven't tried it, but...
Think about it.
They do have metal rods for your wiener, so you could have a metal straw, maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Don't know.
All right.
That sounds like a terrible, terrible, terrible...
You don't want to sound your THC?
Wait, I'm sorry, Rachel, was it a yes or no?
Yeah, he should ultimately get the $5.
Ultimately, he should get the $5. Great. Okay, and of course, the last person to ask is you, Bernard. What do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
No, this is way too fun. I love it. This is way, way too much fun.
It was way too much fun. All right, yes. Well... you know what? If you say no, I'm going to say no as well. I usually say no when people are saying yes, but if you're going to say no, I'm going to also say no. But thank you so much for being on the show. What a great show. Thank you, and great performance on the show.
Thank you.
All right. It's time to figure out, Shaq, what did you learn from this week's show?
Ooh, what a start.
What are you talking about?
No, I said where to start.
Oh, where to start. I thought you said what a start.
What a start. I had no idea people were making weed suppositories. I am so interested. I'm going to do some research immediately after this. So
I think all of us are going to do research after this. I mean, let's just be honest. Everybody's gonna be, you know, Googling. Everybody's gonna be Googling.
15-hour high. Wow.
That sounds very dangerous.
Sounds like it would ruin somebody's life, or it could.
Yep. All right. Everybody, check us out at 6 Unseemly and all social media at unseemlyquestions.com.
A podcast network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.